Chapter 10. And the Philistines, for their part, made war upon Israel. And the men of Israel went fleeing from before the Philistines, and kept falling slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines kept in close range of Saul and his sons. And the Philistines got to strike down Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, sons of Saul. And the fighting became heavy against Saul, and those shooting with the bow finally found him, and he got wounded by the shooters. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through with it, that these uncircumcised men may not come and certainly deal abusively with me." And his armor-bearer was unwilling, because he was very much afraid. So Saul took the sword and fell upon it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul had died, then he too fell upon the sword and died. Thus Saul and three sons of his died, and all those of his house died together. When all the men of Israel that were in the low plain saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons had died, then they began to leave their cities and flee, after which the Philistines came on in and took up dwelling in them. And it came about the next day that when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they got to find Saul and his sons fallen upon Mount Gilboa. And they proceeded to strip him and take off his head and his armor and send into the land of the Philistines all around to inform their idols and the people. Finally, they put his armor in the house of their god, and his skull they fastened to the house of Dagon. And all those of Jabesh in Gilead got to hear of all that the Philistines had done to Saul. So all the valiant men rose up and carried off the corpse of Saul and the corpses of his sons and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the big tree in Jabesh. And they went fasting for 7 days. Thus Saul died for his unfaithfulness with which he had acted faithlessly against Jehovah concerning the word of Jehovah that he had not kept, and also for asking of a spirit medium to make inquiry, and he did not inquire of Jehovah. Consequently, he put him to death, and turned the kingship over to David, the son of Jesse.